Beef production is forecast higher as gains in the 2014 and 2015 calf crops support year-over-year increases in cattle placements in late 2015 and early 2016. Markings of fed cattle are forecast to increase during 2016, while carcass weights are expected to reflect incentives to keep cattle weights high. Pork production is expected to increase as pig crops expand, reflecting moderate increases in farrowings during late 2015 and early 2016, and a continued recovery in growth in pigs per litter. Now, broiler and turkey production are forecast to be higher as the more rapid expansion in production, which began in late 2014, continues. They say egg production for 2016 is forecast to expand as producers respond to favorable egg prices and moderate feed cost. Now, the total red meat and poultry production forecast for the rest of this year was also raised from last month on higher beef, pork, and broiler production. Beef production is raised on heavier dressed weights. Pork production is forecast higher as the pace of slaughter in the second quarter remains heavy and supplies of slaughter hogs in the second part of the year are expected to remain ample. Broiler production is raised from last month as producers continue to expand egg sets and chicks placed. Turkey production is lower, though, from last month, as previously forecast production growth is expected to be limited. Egg production for 2015 was also lowered, as recent discoveries of HPAI will constrain production growth. Now, red meat and poultry exports are expected to increase in 2016 with expanding production. Imports of beef and pork are expected to decline. For the rest of this year, export forecasts for beef, pork, and broiler meat have been raised from last month on March export data and larger production forecast. Beef imports are forecast higher on strong processing grade beef demand and tight supplies to domestic processing beef. Pork imports are lowered with expected increases in production. Now, in the dairy section, the forecast for milk production here in 2015 is lower than last month, as drought in the West impacts milk per cow and growth in the cow herd, and it's expected to be slower. Fat and skim solid imports are raised on strong cheese demand. Fat basis exports are raised on better than expected March exports. Skim solid exports are higher based on higher non-fat dry milk and lactose shipments. Cheese, non-fat dry milk, and whey prices are forecast lower on weaker demand, but the butter price forecast was raised on strong demand. Now, the Class 3 price is lowered on weaker cheese and whey prices, while the Class 4 price is lower as the strong butter price is more than offset by the reduced prices for non-fat dry milk. Now, the milk price for the rest of this year is forecast to average between $17.10 to $17.60